Hey guys, what's up? It's Kate. This is Date Fails. Oh God. The last episode was my favorite episode ever, which we just recorded, although for you guys, it was a week ago. But it was really my favorite. I just said it to Jack outside. I was like, that was the perfect blend of funny and informative, which is what I'm aiming for.
Your guest must have been really amazing.
Yeah, yeah. My guest was fantastic. He was really hot.
Prepare for the opposite.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a little bit of the same.
No, he was really hot, and I heard that he eats the best pussy in town.
Yeah.
He beats it up.
Has an amazing dick.
Yeah, yeah. I heard he's 6 feet tall and great hair for all the audio listeners.
Yes, for the audio people at home, he looks exactly like Channing Tatum.
Channing Tatum looks like me. Or, oh.
Did you have sex
like
with
Like him, you mean? Like him? The 6 foot tall guy? Not
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I'm
you're, how tall are you?
5 foot four.
That's what I thought. You're my height. I'm 5'5", actually. I'm an inch taller.
God damn it.
You're welcome. Anyway, so you described yourself as, I throw it down in bed.
No, I don't.
Actually, he did say that's a quote. Ladies and gentlemen, Lee Syatt.
Yeah.
Lee is back.
I mean, I do throw it down. I try to at least. Yeah. A for effort.
A for effort. No, that's
with the way we look, we gotta. We are mushy mogwai men just jiggling about in the wind.
You're cute.
Oh, you're too kind.
I like your new haircut so much. When I saw you, I was like, yeah, that's a good move.
Yeah.
A little fade on the sides.
Now, if only I was attractive to women. Yeah.
You are. You're so cute, Josh.
I actually have been having a good time.
Oh, yeah? You cleaning up?
No, I'm not the sort to do so, but.
Let's smell his dick right now.
Jesus
Christ. You hang out with Joey too much.
I am a nudist, so.
Like, oh, me too.
You're a nudist?
Yeah. Why is it all us gross guys are always the nudist?
Because you go to that new beach in San Diego?
Is there really?
Here's the thing. I would never go to a nudist beach because it's always old people and like I feel kind of weird. I'm not judging them. I just at the same time like, am I the old gross person too? What's happening to me?
I think the reason it's like that here is just because it's not like condoned here. Like in Europe, there's tons of hot chicks nude on beaches.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Here it's like there's such a weird
It's a Puritan
stigma.
State.
Oh, I don't want to, I'm not a nudist outdoors. I even like I
we
saw it online. Like indoor nudist.
What? That's not even real.
Yes, it is. Like I don't
indoor
wear
indoor nudist?
Yeah, you don't wear anything.
Oh sure, there's a nudist clubs, I'm sure.
That's just being naked in your house.
God, yeah. I want to perform stand up at a nude club while nude. There are
people
places.
Do that.
Oh yeah.
I have a friend who I just remembered now, like 2 years ago, offered me to do that, and she never like followed up on it. Should I hit her up again to see if
that might be a weird message to send? Like, hey, remember 2 years ago when you said I could do stand up for you naked? Can I come do it now?
Not for her.
I know. I'm just kidding, Josh.
Although it's not like she's interested in me. I'm honest. Here's the thing: I'm a self-loather and I can't lie. So anyone can ask me anything, and I will always speak my truth. I'm so autistic, I keep it 200.
Can I introduce you?
Yeah. Sorry, I came in like a wrecking ball. I never felt this way before.
Wow. So. Jesus Christ. Miley Cyrus is here, guys. Miley.
Hi, guys.
This is, so Josh is a comedian. Josh Meyerowitz is his name. His Instagram is at Autistic Thunder.
Yes,
right?
I am a real life comedian with Asperger's syndrome.
Asperger's.
Asperger's.
And
the tism.
Yeah. And it's been like 2 years since you were on.
Yeah.
I think. But your episode in my mind still stands out because you described, he told us the story of losing his virginity.
Oh, yeah, to the prostitute at the massage parlor. I hope Sophia's still alive. You know, sex trafficking.
Still alive? She's not sex trafficked.
Was she like an old lady, though?
She was like middle-aged, but she was super hot, so it was all good.
She was like an Asian massage, like a Chinese massage parlor.
I wish she was Latina, which is fine as hell. I mean, who am I to deny any woman? By the way, I'm also respectful and somewhat a feminist, so nobody. I always go with nobody's obligated or owes anyone anything. No woman's obligated to give me sex or anything like that.
So how that transaction came about? Did you start it or was she the
so
one?
So here's the story. For a long time, until I was 28 years old,
okay,
I was a virgin because I wanted to do the gentlemanly thing and not the too loserish thing and earn the pussy. Earn the vagina. That's what I like to say.
Kind of your technique, Lee.
That's what Lee is trying to do.
I'm still on that path. Yeah,
yeah, give him advice, Josh.
Here's the thing.
Have someone buy it for you.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's what happened. So a comedian who I may not name.
Why can't we name him?
Because he's pissy like that.
Is he really?
Yes, you, right. know, you know him.
I think I can imagine who it was.
If I whisper in your ear, do you, can they? Can,
yeah, they'll hear it. Just keep going. Just they might hear it.
I don't want to fucking
brown. Is he obsessed with buttholes?
Jerry Seinfeld.
I have no idea. I wouldn't be surprised. No, no, it's a guy who used to be on SNL. All
right, you should probably stop. Go on. Yeah,
exactly. Anyways, he was finally like
Will Ferrell.
Chris Kattan. Chris Kattan bought Joshua Hooker.
Close, so close.
Chevy Chase.
No, not Chevy Chase. No, nobody famous. Let's
not
put that
Johnny
on
Sanchez.
SNL.
That was but Mad TV.
Yeah. Anyways, so he's I used to do a thing with him, and he would constantly when we would meet up like, dude, I know this prostitute. I go to her at this massage parlor on Santa Monica.
Now
Boulevard.
I'm glad we didn't name him.
Yeah, yeah. See, I'm more than willing to name names if it's appropriate. I'm respectful.
Just keep going.
Okay. Sorry.
So you already knew you were going to get
Here's
rubbed
the
down
thing.
Here.
I.
By the way, guys, that's Steve Dez who keeps asking. I never introduced him either, but that's fine.
Yeah,
we'll
fuck
do it
you,
at the
Steve.
End. Yes.
No, just kidding.
Steve's a comedian
fuck
also.
Me.
Too
yeah,
sweet.
Move on.
Too
fuck
too
me.
Too
yeah.
Moving
Steve,
on.
That's too sweet. Too
sorry. Yeah. Bro. I just wanted wrestling to get fans. That in yeah. so they would know who you are before
yeah.
the podcast. So.
Suck it and too sweet. I'm sorry, pro wrestling stuff. I'm a loser. It's all good. Anyways, so he finally convinces me because I'm 28 years without having sex. Obviously, you can't do anything before 18 anyways, but so I'm sorry.
Sure.
I'm my
we all just got so quiet, like, right.
Oh, I didn't either, but I think it's legal if both of you are under 18.
Yeah. It is. Yeah.
But I was 20, I think.
The point is, I was a virgin until I was 28. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to talk over
no,
you.
No, go for it.
I was a virgin until I was 28, and I was finally convinced because I was sexually desperate enough. So we went to this massage parlor on Santa Monica Boulevard, and here's what I did. I'm on disability, so like I don't want to use my money on an illegal transaction. So what he did was he gave me his money and I bought him groceries with my money. So
I thought he was gonna pay for it. He didn't pay for it.
He paid for it and I paid him back in groceries.
Oh, I thought he bought it for you as a gift.
Yeah, I thought
no,
I forgot. You did
remember.
Say that. I forgot.
Remember, he wasn't famous from SNL. He was on SNL, but I mean, that's kind of shitty of me to say. He's a good guy and he's famous enough to. Get sex.
You should have paid. But
I feel like
to
I'm
get
being
sex
a bad
for
person.
Money, you don't really have to be famous to buy sex. Just
no. I just I
no.
Don't
you're
know.
Not being a bad.
People
that's,
have
it's
been,
fine. Lots of people
been on
buy
me to
sex.
Do that. People have been on me to like go to like a strip club, but it's like $400.
Prostitution should be legal because
I agree
100%. Sex is a beautiful thing that should not be shamed.
And also,
and those women deserve insurance and the like, and not being beat
it's
up.
It's safer
by
if it's legal. One and two. I mean. Lots of women are fucking guys. I can't. I wish I could. But lots of women are fucking guys are not that into for money in a way because the guys are paying their bills. So wouldn't it be better if you didn't have to hang out with them and they could just give you the money? And you're like, all right, I'll fuck you. Thanks for the money. And you didn't have to be like, I just think sex in America, it's like, we're so weird about it. It's not that big a deal.
Hey, Kate, what's your rate?
I wish. I can't do it.
I don't have the money for it.
I can't do it.
I'm still on disability.
If I could do it, I would. I just can't. Like, I can't fuck a guy I'm not into.
Don't make me more thirsty than I already am.
Not only that you were going to do Lee, like, with a bag on his head and everything.
I mean, honestly, Lee, the thing is I love Lee so much that if we hung out enough,
All right. What is your schedule? I'm going to be there every day at 9 a.m.
Hey, I hope we're not acting gross towards
you.
No,
but it's...
Are you kidding? I love you.
It is funny because I've thought about it. Like, if I was a girl, I'd be the sluttiest...
I'm a slut in a sense.
Yeah,
so,
I would
yeah.
be a whore.
Every guy says that.
I would be a whore.
Oh, yeah.
It's amazing that you're
wonderful.
Not.
I don't know why I can't. Because sometimes...
you have morals and...
I will treat you to dinner. Come on.
Raised well, probably.
I think what it is just,
We just got to wait a week. My penis lacks sensitivity, so...
What?
We'll get to that. We'll get to that in a bit. Let me
wait, just for
wait,
this week.
Did you
no, let's
feel
just
anything?
Talk about that. That's
all right,
more...
Okay.
Was it from the massage parlor?
No. Although it's a similar case. Okay, so trust the prostitution thing because it'll lead to this.
Wait, you told this story on here last time.
Yes,
so
and she had a hard time jerking me off, blah, 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 because I'm hard, but I've masturbate so much over so many years that it's hard to like get come out of me.
Sensitized.
I also have a small penis, so like lube has to be wiped off because the hand will just slip off.
How small?
I never measured. I just know. At least I think it's small.
Why do you think that? Someone told you, or you're just seeing other dicks?
I think we're all hard on ourselves, Josh. I think you're probably okay.
Yeah, I might be contrasting and comparing because here, I have had sex with normal women since that time. Yeah. I moved away from my parents, and everyone was like, hey, Josh, you move out, you're going to get so much pussy. I'm like, it's me, guys. I'm not going to get anything. And I got some pussy.
Yeah, if you live alone, it's a much higher chance of pussy.
Lee needs help.
I know. I need to get my place clean, bro. You got to clean it this week.
You got to have inadvertent charm.
He has no filter, though, too. So the thing is, he can't lie to a chick.
Yeah. Right.
There's no fucking way.
Yeah.
And he loves wrestling. And he still gets laid.
Can I just...
Well, it's other weird people I've been having
sex with. There's women who like wrestling.
Weird people?
No, I'll get into everything. There's so much I have to tell you, Kate.
I know. I haven't seen you
There's
really
2 years.
In a long time.
Is there an app for people with autism?
Probably, but I don't want to necessarily have sex with another autistic person. We're already numb to each other. I honestly, if anything, and I don't necessarily hate, but I don't really like other autistic people.
I think I'm autistic. We talked about that. I think I'm on the spectrum for sure.
Yeah.
I can tell because loud noises freak me out so bad.
Now, and not to be gross, you are definitely an autistic person I have sex with.
Thank you. That's really sweet. Why? That's not gross.
I know, but every time I do that, there's a little part of me that's like, you're a fucking complicit monster.
Aw, no, listen, here's the thing. I have to tell you guys. I told this story on here when he was on, so I'm going to make it super duper short.
Yeah, I got so much.
Like, I fell in love with Josh because it's real. My nephew's autistic. He reminds me so much. Like, when I talk to Josh, I'm like, oh, that's how Connor's going to grow up, and he's amazing. But, like, Josh has so no filter that one time he asked me straight up, hey, Kate, do you think it'd be cool if we had sex sometime?
As friends. I asked it way more respectfully.
You said, do you mind if I ask you a question?
I'm going to talk about that. I've been doing that still.
Yeah. He said, can I ask you a question? I said, yes. And then he said, are you sure? I don't want to offend you. I said, ask anything. And he said, do you think we could have sex sometimes? You didn't say as friends. You said, can we have sex sometimes? And I said, no.
God damn it, man. I love it.
Hold on. Yes, I get that was at the beginning where I was very polite and respectful, but I forgot to say as friends.
It's okay.
But that was my intent because I know she doesn't like me romantically, and I'm a romantic, but you know, you can't.
Not that I don't like.
Everyone has needs.
No, you're my friends.
Yeah, we're friends.
I hope I asked it politely and respectfully.
You did.
All right, cool.
Or we wouldn't still be friends.
Exactly. I just.
God damn it.
But you apologize so much, but you can't help it. He apologizes so much because he's always worried he offends you.
It's all because my perception of the world around me, even in action, is extremely intense. So everything feels off, and I'm scared if I don't apologize, then I've missed the chance I become a bad person. I'm luckily the good kind of insecure where I don't put my problems on other people outside of my over apologies being annoying, for obviously. But
it's not annoying.
You should take both of us out to a bar. I feel like.
That's what I was thinking.
I'm both of us girls.
God damn, that'd be
I think
the
he's
best.
Your perfect wingman, man.
I'm down.
No filter.
I'll just tell you what I want to say to her. I'll be like, hey, go say this to her.
Let's take him to Tijuana, too.
No!
Why?
It's dangerous.
Relax.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to yell, but it's dangerous.
Aaron just went deaf, by the way. My producer went deaf. Wait, we're gonna, first of all, we're gonna take security.
Oh, okay.
Okay, relax. We're gonna
no
take
random
a fighter.
Taxis.
The security's Jack.
No, we'll take a reel. We'll take someone like that can help us out. And then
UFC fight.
We're going to film it. And we're going to stay in Rosarito. Is that what he said, Rosarito?
Sure, yeah.
Apparently it's safer. I don't know. But we want to go there and help Lee find a girl to fuck.
Yeah.
In Mexico.
It'll be an experience, absolutely. Oh, as long as there's protection and nobody's going to take my spleen, we're good.
Your spleen?
You know, I have the same rules. I have a story about, like, you get into a random taxi and they're the cartel affiliated, and they kidnap you and rip out, you know, they do.
Yeah,
the
Lee said he's afraid the cartel will take him. We're like, no one, what do they want from me? Nothing. You think they're going to look at you and go, I bet he has the best organs in Mexico?
Yes.
At the very least.
I don't drink
You're
that
always
much.
Sweating and smoking. You're like, I don't drink that much.
I don't drink,
You're
I don't
always
smoke.
High. Yeah.
At least at the very least, I don't want my belongings in
my
any
heart's
attack
fine.
Way. By the way, I am not speaking about Mexicans in general. I'm no fucking Trump. I respect all human beings and wish I want humanity and dignity. We all deserve that if you have any self-respect for yourself.
Yeah.
You want to be good to others around you because there's somewhere in your heart is filled with love and you need that. Everyone deserves humanity and dignity like you would want for oneself.
So you're an equal opportunity fucker. You'll fuck anything.
Josh is going to get
not everything.
So much.
I don't mind thick girls, but I don't like fat girls.
I
you don't mind fit?
Thick girls.
Like, from thick down, listen.
You said I do. Yeah. Add that to
where's
your Tinder.
What's the
fat
thick
chicks
line
and herpes
you?
Welcome.
No herpes.
I measure by my own stomach. If she's got, like, my stomach or a little over that, then no go. But all if right. she's got a bit lower than mine, and then lesser is good.
Wait, you're, like, around? Like, if she's bigger than you, you can't? Is that what you're saying?
If she's fatter than me, or as fat as me. Why as fat as me on.
He can't lie, guys. He literally can't lie.
By the way,
He's not trying to offend.
I keep forgetting
large
not to say fat.
Women. Some guys love that.
I will say this.
Lee does.
I like it a lot.
I will say this. There are exceptions.
You should talk about that more publicly.
Oh, I mean, it's.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
I like it, but I also have never been skinny, so I don't. I probably would also. I like skinny girls too, so I'm open to all of God's shapes
also,
and sizes.
Also, yeah, but also I'm not like shallow. I don't need a supermodel to get off or something like that.
It'd be nice.
Who wouldn't? But I'm saying like I seem to attract like cute girls. That's fine. I
don't. Great.
I like. Mm-hmm. I love. Here's the thing. I'm realistic. Especially whether it's romantic or sexually, like when it comes to porn, I love my fetish is big fake tits, like really, really big fake tits.
Like Kate's.
Mine aren't that big.
But they're good. Anyways.
This is my favorite episode.
I'm never showing my tits on here again. I only did this because Lee was coming in. I knew it would make him like as awkward as it did at first, which is great.
Just talking about it is making me a little riled up.
I wanted to sit next to him and touch his leg. Do you have an erection, Josh?
Oh, no. Like a
half
quarter.
Chub.
You say
like
it makes me a little raw?
A riled
up.
Oh, riled up. Oh,
I'm still. I hope I'm
I
not being
probably,
gross.
Aaron, I could just leave and let them keep going and come back at the end. Would that be fine?
But I need stuff to bounce off of you.
Yeah.
It would immediately turn to wrestling and
stuff. I hope I'm not being gross.
No, Josh,
women.
You're fine. Let's make a rule that you are not allowed to apologize to me ever because you can't offend me.
But I can offend other women. I don't want to offend them.
Did you ever try to fuck a woman and, like, try a wrestling move on her?
No.
Oh, that's hot. I love that. That's why I fuck fighters.
Oh, I tried to do a little thing that's reasonable from porn where I had a girl that was, like, really – I had sex with a really petite girl. And so
how petite?
Like
under 100 pounds?
Like Steve you, here.
Not, I don't know if she's around
bigger
100.
Or smaller than Steve?
Around a little bit – just teeny a little bit less.
Okay. Asian?
No, white and Jewy.
All right. Did she blow you?
Did she blow you?
Yeah. She. Oh,
see?
She loved the blow.
Lee says Jews don't suck dick.
Here's the thing, though.
Except for gay men Jews.
I'm not really into getting blown.
I know a guy like that. It's weird.
Like I'm not against it, but I want to tell women I will. It's all about her, right? Yeah. I will eat you out. I will put my penis inside you. Especially eat you out because here's the thing. My penis is small. I want to pull my weight, you know?
I almost want to see his dick because I just want to know what he's
small. I'm down
with
him.
You know who I've shown my dick to?
You can't do it on camera. Joey Diaz?
No. Rich Slayton. I used to have my own podcast and I was talking about it. He's like, show me. I'm like, okay.
Should we do it after?
Well, yeah. I have a question. When you say small, do you mean regular or when you're excited, when you're hard?
Well, here's the thing. The two women I've had sex with.
You've only fucked two girls still?
Yeah.
One was paid?
Three, including the prostitute. But two were
two,
like real, I'm counting as really
two
actually.
For free.
Wow,
actually
one a year.
Into me. Yeah, basically.
Okay.
The prostitute, you know, she's a prostitute. She's in it.
Doesn't count.
Yeah, it's cool, and I needed that. It really helped me out. I always like to say on stage, sex that first time felt so good. I felt like I lost some of my autism. So I'm stupid. Anyways,
maybe you did for a second after you came.
Okay, where do I continue? Okay, so the penis thing.
Autism and cocaine are basically
Jesus
the same.
Christ.
You are the same as my friends, and they
so
do way
you saying,
too much blow. Your personality is like...
But am I like as volatile or aggressive?
No.
Okay. No. Because here's the thing. For a second, and this is me jumping. I thought you said, let's give him cocaine. I was like, no.
No, Josh, we don't have cocaine here.
I don't want cocaine.
This podcast would be way more fun.
The drugs I take are the ones prescribed to me and only that. Trust me.
So are you a grower or a shower?
Apparently, I'm a grower of
the
something.
Two women said what
they
to you
said,
about your dick?
They said, especially the second one who's very, very sexual like me, she's like, all right, let me see this thing. And she's like, it's all right.
Let me see this thing?
Well, I'm not verbatim. Something along those lines. It's not verbatim.
Were you just like hyping up your dick?
No, I don't. I honestly, because here's the thing. I still don't know to believe them. I think they're just being cool.
Just keep telling them how small it is so they're pleasantly surprised if it's not like the size of a micro penis.
That's a good move.
That might work for you.
Trust me, I do that in lots of ways. I always downplay shit.
Sorry.
No, you're fine.
When I'm flaccid, it is horrifying looking. I say this on stage. It looks like an acorn resting on a frog's throat. That's an image.
I think flaccid penises are really cute.
Oh, you should see mine.
I think they're really cute. I think they look better flaccid. Mine is like little and you just want to pat it like a little gerbil.
Mine is like a little.
That is the exact thing we don't want to happen.
Mine must be like a baby.
Why not?
Why do you want to pet? No,
they're so cute.
Can you imagine 28-year-old Josh, if his first time came and just pet it, he'd punch you in the face.
I'd rather, look, I hate dick pics, and do not send me these, okay?
But if I was dating a guy and he was gonna send a dick pic, I almost think it would be funnier if he sent me like a little adorable flaccid little dick and he put like a little hat on it or something.
In terms of cuteness, my flaccid penis looks like an upside down snail, baby snail.
Where are you going to get baby hats? See? Where are you going to get penis-sized hats?
Dollhouse stores.
Look at the little guy.
That is the creepiest thing I've ever heard.
Look at the little guy. Oh, the little mogwai. No.
Can you imagine if you came over to one of our houses and you're like, what's this?
Hi, I'm Joshua's penis.
Would you let me dress your flaccid dick up?
No. Oh, my God. I would totally do that for comedy's sake. Absolutely. Get a little prank dress.
We should start a business. I'm going to cry.
Penishats.com.
You can actually see my penis on a...
Shit,
penis.
Someone's going to get it now. Aaron, buy that domain.
It's your merch.
I've actually done a video podcast. I hope you don't mind me side producing.
Of course not.
Side promote everything. I did a video podcast. Do you know Davina, the waitress from the Comedy Store?
Yeah.
She has a live video podcast called, I forget what it's, I could go on my phone right now, but it's basically we're completely nude and just talking.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm completely nude on that.
I forget what it's called, but she pixelates but everyone's naked on it.
But no, there's an uncensored version. Yeah, you can see her.
She's pixelated too.
But there's an uncensored version.
Where?
For how much?
That you pay for. It's like $7, I think.
Oh, see, I told her I can't because I can't be naked anywhere. Because someone could just take it and post it. Then you're naked everywhere.
Just
I know,
ask
we're going to talk about
only.
It.
Yeah, it is.
That's why I don't do nudes ever. Because I just, like, if someone takes it and then they post it.
But they're on the iCloud, though.
Hey.
Those iClouds get hacked.
Yesterday, I accidentally left my laptop at a car rental place. I returned a car with my laptop in it. My laptop's not locked.
Shout out to Naked.
Yeah, you have to lock it.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Oh. Shout out to Naked and Serious. It's fun.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's a good name.
I don't lock it. You know why?
It's not mine, but...
Because every time I open it and I have to unlock it, I take it around
with
me.
It takes 8 seconds.
No, but when the screen goes dark, I'd have to unlock it every time.
Yeah, how often does it go dark?
Every time I stop using it.
Oh, well, you take
it's
it out
annoying
in the public
to
a lot,
enter
right?
a password. It's annoying. It's not like your phone where it's a thumbprint. It's like, I don't know. I just don't want to have to do it every time I use it.
How long is your password? Kate Quigley is the best person I've ever met, and she's having a great day. 3.
No, it's not. It's like 8 characters.
Yeah.
But one's capitalized. Annoying.
So I think I might be...
Doesn't matter.
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
The point is, the guy at the rental place
could have, if he opened my laptop, there was literally naked videos like on the desktop.
Of you?
What do you save them as?
Cool.
I don't name them. You know, sometimes I just forget to delete them after I send them.
They're just at the desktop?
Sometimes I use my webcam.
Do you have that computer here? I'm going to need a quick break.
Now you're Christ being me. Gross.
That's fine.
All right, everyone take your dicks out so we can compare.
All right.
Don't. I'm kidding. Okay, back to you and whatever
sorry,
you were going to say.
I'm a dick.
I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, I hope I'm not being a dick.
You're never a dick.
Thank you.
I never felt like a 10 in my life, but I feel like in this table...
Listen, anyone who fucks me that I like is a 10 to me.
You feel like a 10 here? Is that what you're about to say?
I feel so.
Oh yeah.
He's handsome, though. He's like
I feel like out of all three, I have the best chance.
I'm such a Jewish mother. Look at you. You're so handsome with your facial hair and your hair.
No one has a chance with me anymore. I'm becoming a nun.
You're becoming a nun?
I'm not having sex now.
The new moon changed you?
Change your name to Jesus.
Yeah. If I go, I don't know if this happens to guys. I don't think it does. But like, I'm like an addict. I'm an addict to anything I'm into at the moment. Whatever it is. Could be fitness. Could be fucking comedy. Could be drugs. Could be whatever it is I'm doing. I get so hooked. It's my personality. I'm that way with sex. But if I go like a month without sex, I kind of like, I can then keep going and it's not, I don't really care. But once I have good sex, I want it like...
all every the time.
Day. I want it so bad.
Good. See, good. But that's the difference between, I think, guys and women and girl and guys. Is that guys still, even if they have that slump, they gotta masturbate.
Oh yes,
I still masturbate every day.
Just about to say,
and you don't crave sex after that.
I'm addicted to masturbating in a bad way.
Me too.
No. I mean, I'm in a bad place where, like, it's to the point, like, there's been, like, one or two times I've jerked off so hard I've bled.
Ooh.
And because I wasn't in pain.
Oh, shit.
And because I wasn't in pain, I was like, oh, I'll finish up.
It's been sensitive. It's been raw for like, me before I stop at that point.
I've done it raw.
Because
too.
I can't use like lube because my hand will slip off. One time.
Shut up.
No, I'm not kidding.
You can't use lube?
Because I don't like it. Like,
why are you going
I
so kept, fast?
Your hand slips off?
Like my my penis is small, so it's more like a cow milking.
I gotta
so.
See his dick. I can't believe it's this small.
I don't think it. Well, let me ask you this. Why don't you just get a fleshlight? Fleshlights are awesome.
I had one. I won it in a contest. I did not like it.
Why?
Because it's not a woman.
Neither is your hand.
Exactly the same.
Yes, but
close
yes,
your eyes.
But I have the. I don't know why, but there's just a difference to me between sticking my dick in a fleshlight and using my own hand because my hand knows the curvature and knows what to do. Like
maybe you don't have the right fleshlight. Have you tried all the vaginas?
I don't want a fleshlight. I want someone to be there and talk to me in bed and be cool and be a living.
Your hand doesn't do any of that.
Just get a Siri, Alexa, or something.
It knows the curvature. It knows what it's. My
it
hand
needs
knows.
A sex
Google,
robot.
Talk to me.
I don't want a sex robot. I really don't want. I listen. It's cool if people want sex
I'll
robots.
I'll take all the sex robots.
No, I be don't. Careful with those. Though. My buddy got his dick stuck in the mouth of one.
They're heavy, bro.
He had to go to the hospital, and his dick was fucked up.
Did the robot close its mouth or something?
I don't want to.
Yeah,
hate my, sorry.
Kinda.
I don't want to hate myself more than I already do. I'm a self-loather, so sex robot means. Oh, you're that. It was sort of like the prostitution thing. And even though I ended up getting convinced with the prostitute thing, it's something I don't want to. I don't feel
no,
I
man.
Need to revisit.
But like, the sex robots now.
I don't.
Dope.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't no. feel great afterwards.
No,
I mean, it does. It does.
No,
get a little
it doesn't feel great during.
It feels great during.
Sorry, I don't.
Wait,
I'm,
have
I
you used
intense.
A sex robot?
I've used a fleshlight.
Oh, the flashlight. Yeah, yeah. Everybody I know loves the flashlight.
I'm not into it.
You just have to clean it too.
It's not my bag.
Listen, I gave
How
Amir K a flashlight when he was on here.
Amir K?
Amir K. And
I'm going to get shit.
Very first friend I made in stand-up
well,
9
listen,
years ago.
I had it for free, and it was in my house. It was a stamina training
oh, yeah.
unit.
That's what I want, that one.
Why don't you get it?
Because I already have one. I can't have multiple. Then
here I think the
that
only...
That gets creepy.
Why here can't you have multiple? Women have tons of dildos and shit.
I know, but it's already... We already get stigmatized for having any sex toys.
Are you going to keep it on the coffee table?
I
why,
have it
how
on my nightstand.
Know?
Where am I going to put
maybe
it?
Maybe you should put it away when a girl comes over.
I do. But where am I going to put...
You could be a collector. Could
I
be like,
used
I'm
it
a
once.
Fleshlight connoisseur.
Yeah, put them in a cabinet in your living room like my giant real dick I got at the Real Dick Factory.
I used it once. I washed it out. I put it in a garbage bag, left it in there for like 3 years, and then threw it out when
Ew.
I was moving out. No, I never used it again because I didn't like it.
You put it in a garbage bag?
Yeah, and wrapped it up.
Clean?
A fresh garbage bag.
Did you clean it first?
Yes. I said
oh.
that. I but like, I never wanted to use it again. I want...
That's too bad.
I'm a romantic... Listen.
Lee will take it.
Not anymore. It's in the trash.
Yeah. By the way, I thought the only varieties well. Oh, this is the mold of a different porn star. Now there's what? Stamina? I don't get it.
There's aliens, vampires.
What's an alien fleshlight?
It's blue.
That's it?
Yeah, and they want fangs for the mouth for vampires.
What's the vampire?
Are you serious?
I need the creature from
bleed?
Species. Get me Natasha Henstridge.
Wait a minute. You mean a sex doll or a fleshlight? How does it have fangs?
Because they don't. We don't know
what pussy.
Yeah, well, no, they have mouths. They have buttholes.
Oh, it's a mouth fleshlight.
Yeah, they have buttholes. They have all
alien I know. Pussy.
You know what I saw at a sex shop?
Alien pussy. Sorry.
At a sex shop, I saw this real cool, like, memory. Like, it felt almost like a real body, but it was just a torso, and it had a pussy and a butthole and boobs, but no head or legs. And I was like, this is like every guy's dream chick. Like, it's basically like just the part of the girl
See,
they want.
I would throw that away because that's creepy. What if you came over to a guy's house
felt really good,
and
though.
You found like a half woman just sitting there?
here's what I'm going
to
say.
Wouldn't bother me.
Where's the other half
though? Is she real or is it a doll thing?
I want to clarify, I don't judge others for using sex toys at all or anything like that. It's just not for me.
Sure.
I want a real life human being, possibly someone that like I'm in love with, they're in love with me. I'm a romantic or someone who just is into me, period, because that's a rarity for
You're
me.
You're looking for love.
I can tell exactly. I'm damaged because I just got like really turned off when he said that.
Yeah.
He said, like, I want a woman. Whatever you just said, I honestly felt myself fighting the urge to cringe. Like, I was like, don't show them that you're turned off by that because you're that's fucked up.
Yeah, no, hey, you have your turn-ons and your turn-offs.
No, but I want to want that.
Most women are like that, unfortunately.
No, they're not. Lots of women want a good dude.
No, they don't.
Sorry.
They want to be smacked in bed and choked. And
yeah, in bed.
Yeah, but that's the same thing. How am I supposed to know where the line is?
I told you before, if she turns blue, you let go.
No, I can't get.
She dying.
What do you mean, how are you supposed to know where the line
is? How am I supposed to come in someone's face and then introduce them to my mother?
I don't understand how you can't come
in
someone's
face.
That's weird. I have no interest in that one.
If you like someone enough, you can introduce them to your parents.
Even if you come in their face.
Exactly.
If they allow you to come in their face, you should introduce them.
They're troopers.
I get what he's saying, though, because like Joey says that too. He's like, if a girl lets you do too much too soon, you're like, she's not a take-home
too
mom.
Too soon. That's the key.
Man, people need to loosen the fuck up.
Ladies, to that, fuck yeah.
Wait until you're in the committed relationship before you say things like, you know, I love swallowing your cum. Like, wait a minute.
That's so sexy.
Come in my face.
I would love
that. Come in my mouth.
Tell me that today and I marry you tomorrow.
I don't mind the mouth and the tits, but the face thing just never interested me. Like, it's just like, why am I going to
come on
your face?
You don't
want
to come on her face?
Not really.
You don't have to, dude. It's not a big deal.
But then
Joey thinks you do.
I also don't want to smack a girl in the face. I don't run a choke.
Lots of girls don't want to be smacked.
I don't like that stuff either.
You don't want to choke, though? That's annoying me.
What? I mean,
choke a bitch if she wants it.
That's true.
Not hard. Listen.
But you're not supposed to ask. You're supposed to just
try it. See what happens.
Yeah, I would never.
I figured I let her present it. Don't ever ask or even like. Just let her present it. If she's into it,
but women don't even like it.
Never use full power, bro.
No, we don't like
that. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, here's the thing. Most women, when they say choke, including me, what we really mean is your hand on a throat. You don't have to choke her, really. Put your hand on her throat. It's just like a kind of like a feeling of. And by the way, not every girl likes it.
How much pulling
hair? Do what I used to do to my mom.
What percentage am I doing that?
I can teach you to pull hair properly. This is crazy. My Playboy TV show, God, I should just produce this show myself.
I'm surprised Playboy, I always feel like someone who's involved in Playboy had to have been like in the magazine.
No.
Oh.
But the Playboy TV show, we did an episode where we went to this. You guys should actually watch. It might be good for you. I'll get you the episode.
Thank you.
We went to this guy who does like this workshop and he teaches you about things you can do outside of just fucking to like turn women on, the different erogenous zones, and like some of the things are so small but amazing, like
kissing down the body.
Oh. Well, like
can I get a pen and paper, Aaron?
Climb.
Like you're like
I like that
clawing a little. Like when a guy eats my
last girl,
if
did
a guy
that to me.
Really, she clawed you. See,
clawed my back, clawed my arms. It was great.
It's hot. Like if a guy is eating your pussy, there's this one guy who used to like claw like my stomach kind of while
what?
He would do it. That
hard?
Shit.
Hard?
Not hard, but like give me your arm. Turn your arm over this way.
I didn't even get
just like that.
Okay. That is sexy.
Like
especially
shit like
on
that.
The forearm. Especially on the forearm. I didn't get to tell you the one aggressive porny thing I did with the last girl. That's why we brought up how small he is. Not
me?
No, your
size,
your body,
not your dick.
Physical
definitely
choice.
Not small here. Puerto Rican, Dominican.
I ain't judging, man. By the way,
Caribbean.
I have such a. This is how regular conversations go with me. I'm so into it and excited that I end up interrupting and I'm mad at myself.
It's okay. We'll stop you.
So, what porn thing did you do?
I had her like cowgirling me, and before we transferred to missionary, but like I grabbed her and like swung her.
Nice
around.
Move, Josh. Whoa. High five. He watches wrestling, man.
That was more of a porn move I saw.
A German suplex you did.
If a guy doesn't
that'd
move
be great.
Me, if a guy doesn't move me to two positions,
and then you do the rollover like the O'Connor roll into her.
More than two is better.
You gotta aim that dick though while going upside down. We're talking about pro wrestling moves transferring into sex.
Also, there's nothing worse than a one trick pony. Like. I used to fuck this guy that every time we'd fuck, he'd only do one position. He'd do it for a while, but I would be like, what the fuck? We want you to move us around and tell direct us and shit.
Oh, yeah. We were constantly going between missionary and cowgirl and some doggy.
You did? The whole, like, just do it. Yeah, so hot. Good move.
I work on myself. I learned that from a Lily Thai porn, so.
From what you just said, like, that's when I know I need to get out of a relationship, especially now. Is when I find myself doing the same shit.
Yeah.
The same. I'm not even excited. Moves. It's just like, I'm just doing doggy this. It's the same routine.
Yeah.
By the way, I want to clarify. I'm into fucking as friends, fucking. Not, I'm not just talking to Kate. I'm saying I'm into fucking in general. Sex is so awesome, and it makes everyone feel good as long as you do it right. So, like, I honestly, I'm into romance, and I want that more so.
He's worried now that he said he likes relationships and he wants romance, so now girls aren't going to just fuck him.
So he's like,
and also, by the way, send me free pussy.
Well, hold on. I was about to say before you cut me off that I still want romance more, and I want romance sex more. I actually get more my dick riled up when I talk about that. I literally, a girl... Ask me a confirmed going to on a date with me once, and just not even the idea of sex or anything like that. Just her saying yes, I walked a mile with a hard dick, thinking of restaurants to take her to. That's it. Just a nice like date. I'm very much a romantic.
How hot was it outside that day?
Not hot. I mean, I walk around a lot. I remember I came here and I walked all the way to the mall like half hour away, and then walked back here because I got here so early. I like to walk. I'm a fat guy who's not,
you're
let's not
fat,
say
I'm, to be honest.
I'm mushy
really
as
not.
Fuck.
How do you walk a mile with a hard dick? That sounds a little uncomfortable.
Well, I had, have you guys I luckily done had that? The baggy shorts I wore.
I was
going
to say, did you have to like point it up a little bit?
Put it in your belt?
I wasn't, here's the thing. I wasn't even like caring or thinking. I was just beautiful thing about being autistic is I am stuck in my head for better or for worse.
Yeah.
So I'm just walking and imagining the date, and my dick is just raging. And if someone knows it, I'm an open book, so if people point it out, I'm like...
What are you wearing?
Just wearing, like, the same shorts I'm wearing right now.
So you could definitely see it. He has on, like, athletic shorts.
More or less, yeah. I mean, it's small, so, like, you can only see, like, a little point, but...
Oh, that's right. I keep forgetting.
I used to get really...
Thank you for imagining better things about me, though.
What do you mean? That you have a bigger dick?
Stuff like that, I guess. I hope I'm not being gross. Forget it.
No. I used to, in school... Like I was too shy to even do this, but like girls would sit in guys' laps in like middle school and high school,
yeah.
And it happened a couple times. But I would always be petrified. I'd get a boner.
Like, really?
Even just that would give me. Oh yeah, in
I
high
think
school.
That we kind of expect it if we're on your lap.
Yeah.
If I sit on a guy's lap and he doesn't get a boner, I might be offended.
I will say this: this is how numb my penis has gotten. Kate, you did the clawing thing, and I really liked it, but it didn't make me hard at all because like.
I don't think that means your penis is numb.
Well, going back to...
You think it got hard and you didn't feel it?
Maybe. I don't know. Here's the thing. Like I said, I'm masturbating so much. I'm making my dick bleed.
Stop doing that.
I have to literally wait like half a week to a week for my penis to sort of have a sensitivity. But I have to wait more than that if I ever want to come... Like inside a condom, inside a woman, or readily on her if she wants. Because
readily on her. Like you have to be ready to go. Like on cue, not like porn,
but like you know, you're on point with her.
You want to be sex ready.
Exactly.
You know what?
Like me.
That might be why you don't like blowjobs.
Well, blowjobs are okay, but like that too. But like,
how many blowjobs have you had?
I've had three because of the three women. Because
I thought I wasn't that into guys.
Maybe you have bad blowjobs.
Well, I was just going to say that. I thought I wasn't that into guys eating my pussy till I had a guy really do it.
See,
like, right.
That's what I was going to ask Shantae about. Like, I think lesbians are the all-time masters of eating out.
Oh, yeah.
You know what's funny about that is the two guys who were like phenomenal, like amazing at it, both said, oh, the girl that taught me was a lesbian or bi or whatever.
Right.
Both those guys got taught by lesbians, so maybe you're right.
Apparently, I'm good at the whole, like, fingering while licking the clit. Like, I'm good at that. I tried to do the tongue, like, letters thing. I don't have no idea. She was moaning, but, like...
I don't believe that, the letters thing.
Yeah, I'm starting to...
Do you?
Because it doesn't work. That's what someone told me once. I tried to do it, but I'm an idiot, and I really literally tried to do it. And I was like, A,
me too.
B.
I was doing my name.
Guy did that to me too. I was like, the fuck are you doing? Like, get stop.
I personally have done it, but I disguise it. And I don't do it like very obvious, like A, B. No, like I go like real quick.
I don't want to keep plugging my own TV show, but we did do an episode on pussy eating too.
I need to see it. I had to get my tongue stamina. I had to like work out my tongue a little bit.
Man, you got to play some basketball, man.
Oh, but that's even in that. You know what? I won't plug my show. You know what I'll plug instead? I mean, you can check that out, but I don't get residuals, so I don't really care. And it's whatever. This chick, her name is Sex Nerd Sandra. Check
her out. I
think
I've seen some of her videos.
Yeah.
She's like an older lady.
No, she's
not older, but like
she's young. She's my age or younger.
Oh, then maybe I haven't seen her. Okay.
She's cool. She's kind of like a nerdy chick. I think she swings both ways. I'm not exactly sure, but she teaches oral sex class. She teaches all kinds of sex stuff, right? She uses fruit and she does workshops and she'll show you how to do it on pieces of fruit. But like, she gives really good tips about things you can do because you're not supposed to use your tongue the whole time because your tongue will get tired.
It does get. What else are you supposed to use?
She gives tips.
Eat it up.
Oh, God,
I wish up this video.
Yeah. Yeah, no, she gives tips
bite that
like
clip, bro.
She gives tips like I'm things you can do like where you rest. This is hilarious. I'm doing it on the microphone. She uses a grapefruit or a cantaloupe or something, I forget, and she teaches you, so she'll be like, so you rest your like chin on something. I can't remember what it is, if it's like the bone above the clit, like if you're 69ing, and then like she teaches you how to kind of use like, I don't know, go around with your lips first then use your tongue. I don't remember.
I've also, when I've had like a tongue cramp, I would just stick my tongue out and then move my head up and down.
Is the tongue cramp like that where it feels like your jaw's coming apart? Is that
well, that happens, but just like my tongue itself will get tired sometimes. I'll just start coughing a little bit.
Oh, wow. I don't know. Like, I've never had that.
Feel like you stick it. Maybe you have a short tongue.
How long are you eating pussy for? Like, how long before your tongue cramps?
See, I'm always told, get in me. So I go until she wants me to put my penis inside her.
I'm so grateful when I blow a guy and he doesn't take that long. Like, honestly.
Oh, I'm an asshole then.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I like giving blowjobs. I don't mind. Oh, yeah. But if you're one of those guys that's not, that takes, like, you've had a billion blowjobs and you take forever to come and I'm doing it too long, but you want to come. So you're like determined to come from the head. That's a little annoying when they're easy. Well, like if I can get a guy to come from a blowjob in like under, 3 minutes, I'm so happy.
But see here, a lot of girls, when they give blowjobs, they just want to do it with just the mouth. This is getting really sexual.
That's fine.
What this podcast is about, isn't it?
But Lee's a sweetheart.
I'm like you.
Talk about the blowjob.
You have to touch the balls. You have to.
Yeah.
You can't forget them.
Lick the balls. But every guy's different.
Even just touch. I like touching. Like I call it the trick because you.
Joey says to squeeze the balls.
Yeah, you gotta squeeze the balls.
Yeah,
you gotta use the hand and that's like the 30-second. That's like the cheat code.
Joey told me something I didn't know, which I couldn't believe. And actually, he said to me afterwards, he goes, "See, I forget you're a sweet girl, like you're a freak, but you don't know simple things like squeeze the balls to keep them hard. Like you just," he goes, "you just don't."
Oh, I would
fuck
come
enough.
Immediately.
Yeah, he said, like, if the guy's, like, not hard enough because he's got, like, whiskey dick or something, you got to squeeze his balls and his dick gets harder. I didn't know that.
Go ahead.
Oh, I would say, now what about if someone gives you, like, good sex, not, like, mind-blowing necessarily, like, 70% good, but they don't give you no head? Would you still
they
be
don't go down
that
on
person?
You?
Yeah, they don't go down on you at all. Like,
the,
they're
the last guy I dated didn't go down on me the first 3 times we fucked. And I, after the third time, I swear to God, I think he talks about this. I turn to him, I go, "So what, you don't eat pussy?" I just said it, just like that. I was so annoyed. And then he was like, "What? Yeah, I do. I just haven't got there yet. I get so excited. I just want to fuck you, you know?" And I was like,
"Bullshit.
Yeah, no, we're not. Yeah. That's not good. Here's the thing. I don't care about it that much, to be really honest. Like, I like guys to touch me with their hands. I like other things, too. I don't care that much. But if you don't even do it or offer it or you're not into it, it turns me off because I love guys that get off on getting women off.
That's fun.
I'm a lover, not a fighter.
The difference with a blowjob, and I guess women probably like it too.
Yeah.
Because like my favorite part about a blowjob is when it's just a blowjob.
Yeah.
When like a girl, like, "Hey, I'm going to like do."
That's when it's the hottest, right? Like in your car while you're driving.
I've never done that. That'd be nice.
It's hot.
Would women like it if you're just like, "Hey,
it's hard
we're
though,
just sitting on like, let me just."
You keep choking on it. Sorry. Go
let me
on.
Just
go
eat,
on.
Let me just, because here's, maybe girls can do it and not get turned on. I could never, it'd be hard for me to like go up to a girl and be like, "Hey, let me eat you out," and then I'm not going to do anything because, it has to be, like, I don't always reciprocate, I guess, when, if it's just a blowjob, sometimes it's just a blowjob.
That's okay.
But have you ever had a guy just go down on you and like, "Hey, let's go get dinner now."
Twice.
Oh my God, my dick would explode.
Well, I mean, twice. And once, it was because I told the guy I wouldn't fuck him before he started because we were friends and I didn't even really want him to do it. I told the story about Joey.
Friend.
I told about Joey.
As you were saying it, I was like, "Oh shit."
Yeah, it was a buddy. And every time we'd hang out, for years, he would just always kind of, just dying to eat your pussy, dying to eat your pussy, dying to eat. And finally, one night, I was like drunk. I don't know. I was just in a good mood. And I just felt kind of bad because he tried so many times.
Was it Mark Stevens?
Who's that? I don't know.
An annoying asshole. It's all good. No, he's a good guy.
No, I just, so finally I go, "All right, listen, I'll eat my pussy, but I'm not getting naked even, and we're not fucking. I don't want to see your dick, and, you know, like, make me come and get out of here. Like, you're not staying. And I swear to God, he went down on me. He did get me off. He was good. And then he started to pull his dick out. I go, uh-uh. I told you the deal, dude. We're not doing it.
See, I couldn't do that deal because I would, like, I would have to go home and beat myself off until I bled.
I would have said, okay, you don't want me to
stick to the club, pal. The
dick in, but I will grab your hand and like try. Anyway, if that's not the case, and I just masturbate myself. Like.
The thing is, though, that some guys legitimately get off to eating pussy and they're okay just leaving and that's all it is. I know guys like that. I know guys like that.
I have to like complete the process if as long as she's into it and have intercourse.
I don't know, man, but the best part of that was afterwards, after he ate my pussy and he was trying to stay, I go, I'm calling you Uber right now. And he was like, don't. I'm like, too late. Just called it. And he goes, can I eat your asshole till the Uber gets here?
Oh, my God. He's a giver.
And I said, hell yeah, let's go.
Oh, my God. I hope I'm not being...
We're not good friends,
You're perfect, Josh.
I hope I'm not being egotistical, bringing stuff back to me, or I hope I'm coming off as a sweetheart as well.
You are.
Okay, good.
We
I'm
love
a
you.
Very. I'm a very, once again. I'm a very insecure person, but I don't put my problems on others.
You're the biggest sweetheart.
I hope I'm not being hypocritical at all. That's why I keep saying whether it's romantic or just sex. There has to be effort from both sides. It's not
one-sided, Kate.
Yeah, I'm not totally into being a little girl who's like even somewhat inebriated. I mean, I'm fearful enough if they're fully inebriated like that. On New Year's Eve, a really drunk girl, really good-looking girl too, kept trying to have sex with me. Let's go back to your place. I'm like, no, you're
because she was wasted. Good move. Don't do it.
I was at her friend's,
especially now.
I would, regardless of shitty people doing shitty things and finally getting pointed out, I would have done the right thing regardless because I'm a good person. Damn it!
Yeah, like if they're a little buzzed, it's one thing, but if they're drunk, no.
But like, no, yeah, it's still terrifying. That'd be scary. It would be hard for me to say no. I'm not gonna lie and say like it'd be easy. I'm not gonna say I would definitely make that decision, but it's terrifying now to think of like, wait. Because I'm just out of a relationship.
And honestly, it's like one of the worst sex ever. Like in Florida, sure. I have wasted sex a bunch of times. See, not the best.
I don't want to have sex with someone who's... There's a line still with somewhat inebriated...
Buzzed.
But there's still a line within buzzed where like she's so like still inebriated enough that she's not like fully there.
But Kate, you're a good drinker.
I'm not saying I won't have sex with someone buzzed. I'm just saying there's a line within buzzed that where it's cool to have sex with a buzzed girl, or she's so buzzed that it becomes like
I don't know. What do you think the line is?
That's why I don't like.
I don't have enough experience.
That's why I don't like drinking. Is like so, Kate. You're probably a good drinker, right? Like you can handle.
I'm a lightweight. I drink tequila, but I can only have 2 or 3 max.
But do you think, like, if you were drunk, could we tell? Or would you be able to, like,
people keep it say
together?
They can't tell.
See, that's my issue.
But here's the thing, I don't get wasted. I just don't. So if I was, I'm sure you could tell.
I
puked, though.
Ew.
So I'm saying, like, there's no in between for me. I'm either, if I'm kind of a control freak. That's why I don't fuck with, like, mushrooms and all that shit.
Likewise.
And acid and stuff. Because I don't like the feeling of not being in control.
Yeah. Same.
So even when I drink, I like to get buzzed. I'm a happy, you've seen me, I'm a happy drinker. I get happy, I get buzzed, I have more fun, I'm a little hyper. But when I start to feel over the line of, like, I don't feel in control or I'm being embarrassing or whatever, something about me, I leave.
I don't drink at all. It makes me puke through my asshole. So.
Hot. Oh, that's
all sexy. Night, super sway. Yeah, I don't drink. I haven't drank for a long time, and I'm
the same. Like, I don't get it. Like, it never, for whatever reason, it never clicked in my head. Yeah, you hate the taste, but it also, I had friends in college who would go out Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and that was not even that much. It's only 3 days. I would go out, like, once every few months and never, like, I don't think I've been drunk in probably over a year. It's just like, wow. I'm not going to go somewhere and have a drink or two drinks. That doesn't make sense.
See, I, you, like, the guys I hang with, like, even Jack, who was here on the last episode, you guys know, would vouch for this, but I usually get a drink. Like, if I'm hanging at a bar with friends or comedy club, whatever, I usually will get one drink and pretty much drink that drink all night.
You do. We went on after a podcast, I think, right after I broke up with my ex.
Yeah.
And I think you had, like, a drink and, like, you ordered a second one and then left most of it, like, almost all
of it. Wait, you're still a virgin?
No.
No.
Oh, for a second, you guys kept calling him a virgin and it threw me off.
I know, that's what I'm saying. There's going to be girls listening who don't know this.
Jesus Christ, I don't think they're virgin.
Multiple times.
Yes, Lee has fucked how many bitches?
Not many.
How many?
Probably like 6, 7.
You don't know?
I
feel like guys keep track. You, Steve?
Oh, I've fucked a lot of women. Yeah.
Listen to that accent. Of course he is.
I mean, you're cute and you got an accent. No,
but listen, I'm from an island where everybody's beautiful.
Yeah.
I had almost zero attention there.
I love exotic
women. When I moved to the States, everything changed.
Really?
Yeah, I was getting attention even by guys. And I was like, I'm not gay, but it's good to have the attention.
Feels good.
Oh, it feels great. I didn't even tell that story in the last one.
You fucked a dude?
No.
Yeah, high five.
Yeah.
I did go to a gay bar, a bear bar, and they loved me.
What's a bear bar?
You don't know what bears are?
Guys.
Oh, there's bars just for
dudes
that?
Dudes that look like me that are gay.
Is that the one with the gay porn?
Yeah.
Okay. Where?
They're hairy.
It's called the bullet. It's called
fat
the bullet
or muscular dudes.
Wait. Yeah.
That and they're into dudes and they're called bears.
What's the bullet? Where's the bullet bar?
On Burbank Boulevard.
I want to go.
Oh, dude. Oh, you know the guy, the other Eric, the other guy from the open mic place that went up on the Belly Room show. He told the story about having sex with the.
He's funny.
Yeah, he's really funny.
Yeah.
He's the one who.
What's his name? Eric Rocha. Eric Rocha. Oh, check him out.
He's really funny.
Very funny.
What was I going to say? I'm
a cub.
I guess.
I'm a cougar.
I'm a loving Mogwai man. I'm a Mogwai, like Gremlins.
I'm a sexy Puerto Rican.
I have the best story about a guy eating pussy and kicking me out.
Jesus.
And wouldn't fuck me.
God damn it.
Who? Man,
where are
you
these
ready?
Heroes?
I almost.
You guys should do this because it works so good.
I'm not going to because I want.
Wait, I know, I can't, but me I too.
But you might patience. Get return customers.
You'll get return.
So what?
Two tips. Okay. Cat Williams gave me this one.
It would be good if I was masturbating too much. Then I could kick her out like, oh, I'm not actually.
Yeah, jerk off before she comes over.
I don't. I'm already bad enough.
I kick myself out from my house not that long ago. I was going out on a Tinder date.
Yeah.
And this person was a little person. It was a virgin.
Dwarf virgin?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because she was handicapped for most of her high school life and college.
Did you know she was a dwarf before the date?
I knew, yeah.
Do you have her number?
But I didn't know. I didn't.
Leo, do it.
I still got her number.
That's cool that you guys went out. Is fucking a dwarf something you've done before?
No.
Nice.
I was actually very excited
curious.
For it. I was
yeah,
super
of course.
Curious.
Brad Williams says, like a bucket list thing.
Yeah, but yeah. But then she was like, oh, I'm a virgin. So she was really pushing to have sex. So she just wanted to get it over. So I wanted to like build it up to make it feel special. And then when we actually had sex, before we had sex, we had a big argument, which we never had an argument ever.
Hot, so you have makeup sex.
Yeah, and then we had sex, which was okay. And then I slept over and she was snoring, but I'm telling you, the biggest snores I've heard in my life.
Yeah, you couldn't sleep?
I couldn't sleep.
So loud?
I got the fuck out of there.
That's a deal breaker for me. I can't.
I'm like,
you would not like me.
Maybe you have sleep apnea like Joey.
Maybe.
I got some craziness. So last time I was on, I did not have any other sex other than the prostitute.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so...
No, you were fucking also some lady that had an autistic kid or something.
Yes. Okay, so after the second time we got together, so we had, she had 10 orgasms, 5 times each time we got together.
Okay.
So just the 2 times. And after the second time.
Oh, 5 each time.
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, I'm taking her out of work.
I like that he counts orgasms over the course of, I thought you had 10 in one night. You're like 10, keep track of orgasms.
Well, here's the thing, because I didn't think I was capable of giving a woman, and I'm taking her, I'm an idiot. I take people out on face value for the most part. There's very few situations where I take things with a grain of salt. But like, I'm no chauvinist. I'm like, look at my magic dick. No, I'm so glad that someone enjoyed being with me in bed.
I just think it's funny that Lee can't remember how many women he's fucked, and you know exactly how many orgasms
I'm a loser, baby. So
no, I think it's great.
Let me think about it. God
damn it. Can you count your orgasms while he tells the story? Try to count how many orgasms you've given
total. So after the second time, a lot of friends of mine are like, dude, you gotta like make rules. Like, so I texted her. I'm like, do me a favor. I didn't text her. I was talking on the phone, I think. Yeah, talking on the phone, and I'm like, never let me meet your family, especially your daughter, because that would be weird. And she took it like a weird way, like, I wasn't insinuating anything sexual at all. I thought it'd be really fucking weird. I don't want to be, we're just fuck buddies. But she took it weird and she never got back to me. So we only got together two times. A year later, a comedian friend of mine, we're hanging out. She texts me and we're just hanging out. Apparently I have game and I don't know it. So here's what happened.
Hidden game.
Listen, I wasn't even trying to do anything. So this will go into the whole asking girls as friends have sex thing.
Josh, I was just going to say we have to wrap this up in the next few minutes.
Can you have me on again without anyone else on?
Fuck Lee and fuck Steve.
I want to hear the story.
Leave. Nice to meet you.
Them. Jesus Christ.
I'm kidding. By the way, I'm not an arrogant person.
He has a lot to share.
Exactly.
You don't have to tell it all this time. We'll do more episodes.
I had sex with 8 people.
Cool.
Sex. All right.
By the way, people? I hope I didn't actually.
So you gave 6 orgasms.
Just 8 people?
Okay. I hope I was.
8 people?
That's it.
Josh, I'm sorry. We're not trying to interrupt you.
God damn it.
Listen.
I'm not a selfish person. I hope I wasn't actually
No, you're not.
You weren't. Tell us how you managed to fuck the comic that you were hanging out with. By the way, you have hidden game. Okay. You didn't insult anyone. We love you.
I'm full of love, and I'm glad I'm reacquainting with Lee and making friends with Steve. Okay.
Tell the sex story.
She texts me just to hang out. I live at this open mic. I literally live at this open mic. I have my own room. It's a good situation. I don't drive, so I'm able to walk everywhere. She's like, hey, you mind if I smoke in your backyard and hang out? I'm like, yeah, absolutely. And we're hanging out, and I only ask this with people I trust enough, like Kate. And I pride myself as very respectful and polite. I ask, hey, as friends, do you think we could have sex? Because she was talking about...
You gotta try that line.
I'm gonna try it tonight.
Oh, no, there's still a preface. Even before that, it's like, don't worry if you say no to this question.
He did say that.
No. Don't worry if you say no to this question. We're friends no matter what. I just want to make sure I'm not crossing a line. So, as friends, can we have sex? And
I love
she
it.
Says...
Can you imagine asking that?
No.
She says... Let me think about it, like maybe. And so I'm like, okay, can you do me this favor then? And I wasn't trying to run game or anything. She's a very sexual person. So, and I like the sensation. I'm a very sexual person for someone who doesn't get sex. So,
me too.
So I ask her, can you do me a favor then? Just in case we don't have sex, can you kiss me and tell me if I'm a good kisser? Because I don't think I'm a good kisser.
He's a genius.
I'm a very stiff kisser because I'm such a, not stressed out. Anxiety is a major part of being autistic. And
did you tell her all this?
I think I brought a little bit of it up, but she kissed me and then she was like, huh? And I start like, she seemed like into it. I got a good read. So I started like rubbing her leg. I started rubbing her leg. And I'm like, and she says, she's finishing her.
Were you doing the scratches?
No. I was just like, you know, rubbing.
She took off her petting it like a small penis.
I took off her shoe. She had her shoe off. So I put her leg on my lap and just was rubbing it. And I think my erection went against it but I don't remember.
Started fucking in the back of her knee.
I'm not a foot fetishist, so no. But like, she was into it. So we went back to my room and we had sex, and because she really knew what she's doing. The only problem is, just like the other girl I had sex with, I did like the second time I was with the first fuck buddy that I made friends with. That was the only time I was able to like come, but she had to like watch me watch porn, and she let me blow a load on her tits. It was awesome, but
you're my favorite person in the whole world.
Have you come on anyone's face?
I'd like to if she's into it. Okay. I prefer like mouth if she's into it. I find that sexier. I do whatever the woman wants as long as it's not something that's like BDSM or super skeevy. Like, anything that we both agree upon that feels appropriate, like the choking thing or whatever. I just want to do right by a lady. I want to do right by all the people in the world.
Sure, do right by a lady. Punch me in the face. Okay.
No.
Just want to do that, right
that,
by...
That, so, you'll choke her, but she won't choke you.
She could choke, me as long as, okay, like, we're...
Some guys like it.
I'll do... I will do whatever feels comfortable enough. Obviously, punch. I know you're joking, but obviously punching. I'm not donkey punching.
No, don't punch a girl. Someone
would like I wouldn't punch
never, any. Open never. Hand. Open
I,
hand.
I wouldn't
can't
slap
punch.
Or punch.
Never
punch.
Slap. No punching.
I don't like the idea of hitting anyone. I'm a bit of a pacifist.
Why does open hand matter?
Because punching.
Haven't
punching
you seen porn?
Punching
yeah,
is much more.
I always turn that off.
You like grab her by the chin and he's just like, yeah.
If you
yeah,
slap
something
someone with
like
the
that.
Open hand, you're not going to hurt them.
But then why are we doing
him.
This?
I don't want to hurt anyone.
Some
yeah,
women want it, not
they
all
like,
women.
They like
some women.
The pain,
once again, let the lady.
Sexual tension.
Once again, let the lady.
No,
let the lady bring it up. Let
Daddy
the lady.
Issues.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let the lady yeah. offer. You don't just do it yourself.
That's right.
Don't but, slap them. But here's the thing.
I don't like the idea of slapping either.
You can read someone's body language.
No, I
if
can't.
You choke
I would
a little,
never look at anybody and say, "Hey, this woman wants me to slap her."
All right. So the second friend would. Oh, sorry. The second friend would benefit that the girl I was talking to that I accidentally ran game on. Well, not accidentally. I mean, I'm glad it worked out.
I'm going to use that game tonight.
I mean, honestly, though, here's the thing. Do you think that to say, hey, we're going to still be friends no matter what you say, would you be offended if
I
asked
you a
question?
No, I hope we're still friends no matter what you say. That's more important to me. So feel free to say no.
Okay, and then say... would it
rejection.
Be okay if we maybe had sex sometime? I almost think... See, I knew he was autistic when he did it, or Asperger's. So I was like, it was totally normal to me, but I don't know how I'd react if a guy said it to me that I didn't know
right.
or wasn't.
Yeah, you'd be a little skeeved. You'd be at least a little.
And you can't pretend to be autistic. That's mean, too.
Thank God.
You're in trouble.
Yo. There's no.
I was sitting here
there's
like,
no pretending in this.
Well, I know you're not pretending. But
I know. No, I'm just saying in general.
Tell her you're autistic.
All I could think of was like,
I'm a little on the spectrum. I'm autistic. Actually, I have Asperger's.
Oh, hi, I'm retarded. Have sex with me.
I didn't even tell that part of the story.
Hi, I've got the Spurgers.
All right, let's let Lee tell a story.
Very quickly,
now. We're almost out of time.
On the last episode, I was saying
my story,
telling about this girl who I first girl I ever met at a bar, but. I forgot that she had my we never had sex, only blowjobs, handjob that. But she had my dick in her hand, and she said, "Are you on the spectrum?" It's a line in one of my jokes now because every time that she said she wasn't into it, my hands went like this because like I'm nervous.
I do it by my chest level.
I don't want anybody to ever. So like, if you're not into it, I'm not gonna push it.
Yeah.
She asked if you were on the spectrum.
She legitimately asked me.
With
my dick in her hand.
Is that why she thought it?
Yes.
I think every comedian is on the spectrum. I said it before.
I always say all comedians are autistic or worse. They just haven't been diagnosed. Except
I really
for me,
believe
except
that. I really do. You know, I just, every comedian I know has some autistic tendencies.
Why do you think I didn't have a social life before stand-up? Because I didn't have fellow fucked up people to be friends with. And by the way, that's why I keep trying to date female comedians way more than like women
male
outside
comedians.
Of comedy. Because... Listen, I'm all for women outside comedy, but I can relate to and like fellow comedians even more. And I'm the good kind where if we end up breaking up, I will make sure you don't feel uncomfortable if we're at the same club or anything. Because
yeah.
I don't. If you love someone neither of you did something truly fucked up to break up the relationship, like you want that person to be comfortable around you. You still want to be friends with them.
Yeah.
Like there's a reason they're called a girlfriend.
Yeah, there is something about it's weird because I don't want to date comics. I really don't. But it is funny because I call him an ex, but I mean, we dated for like a year, this one guy, and we're still friends. Took a while to get there because we were like, you know, hot and cold, and the sex was fucking retarded. It's hard to stop, you know what I mean? But eventually, best sex of my life, but we would hate each other. We'd
it's
like
the best
kill
sentence I've ever heard of the sex.
This fucker,
retarded.
Listen to me. One night we had the most hottest sex I've ever had in my entire life, and before I left, we were fighting so bad this guy shot a hole in a wall with a gun. Like that's how
what
crazy our shit was. But oh my god, the sex. But anyway,
yeah, I'm sure. But I'm never gonna
get laid again.
We're friends now. But what I was gonna say is I miss dating him sometimes only because like. He gets comedy. So it's like, even still, sometimes I'm like, man, it's weird because when it's a comic, they just get, it's hard to get being a comic if you haven't been a comic. No right. one can mm-hmm. really get it.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is I'm going to marry that guy
yeah.
or at least fuck him a lot more.
Marry me.
Do it.
That guy.
Do it. Fuck that guy. He's a trooper.
Now listen, is there an end to your story?
Yes.
I know you want
to
get it.
I wasn't able to come with the very sexually experienced friend because... I was at a point where I was jerking off too much that here's the best thing. I can stay hard the whole time.
That's great.
So I can stay hard for like an hour or two and fuck away, but I can't come and it sucks for me. She was blowing me. I was masturbating to one of my favorite porn and it just still wasn't enough even
then.
Has
she hit you up again?
No, she got a boyfriend. But like I did.
Did she hit you up again ever?
No, but we're still very good friends.
See, that's interesting because Cat Williams, that's what I was going to say. He said Cat Williams when he did this podcast, it was years ago at John Lovett's Club.
Before he got too crazy?
It's the only podcast he ever did. You know, he was crazy, but he's right. awesome. But he said, the first time I'm with a woman, I never come because it drives him crazy. He goes, I fuck him great, I fuck him right, but I don't come. I just get him off, and then I go, I'm good, I'm cool, and they go nuts, and they don't understand. Why? What do you mean? Is there something else you want?
Idea.
You want me to do something different? Right. No, I'm cool, I'm good. He said, after that, they're like, overachieve. They want to make you come so bad that they're pulling out all the tricks. He's like, I never come the first time. And I go, yeah, but you fuck so much. Like, that's probably easy for you. You're Cat Williams. Most guys can't fucking hold out like that with a chick they've been dying to fuck. He's like, yeah, but if you do, it's going to be amazing. And they're going to chase you. I hate to
amazing.
Give that advice almost because it does make us crazy. But I can also tell you from experience, the few times a guy hasn't come with me, it has been a little, unless I know why.
So if a guy came up
That's
to you...
That's it, Kate. Let's have sex.
No. So I was going to say, if a guy came up to you like Josh and was like, hey, as friends, could we have sex? And then you're like, yeah, I guess so. And then he doesn't come. Would you go crazy?
I can't even imagine saying, yeah, I guess so. But
I really am that unattractive to her that way. It's okay.
What?
I'm
no,
busting your chops.
I met with any guy. I would, but
I'm busting your chops. I'm
okay,
busting
good.
Your chops. I love
bad.
You. It's all good.
But I look now. See how I'm autistic, and I felt bad, and I had to apologize.
Yes. Well,
anyway,
you're my fellow Latard, and we take things at face value.
Unless they warn me in advance. Oh, but that was okay. This will be the last thing. The stripper. That guy ate my pussy and wouldn't fuck me the first night. That's how I ended up fucking him. Because I told him I'm not going to fuck you. I'm just not. And then he's like, all right, don't. Just come in and hang out and let me get you off and then take off. And I was like, yeah, right. I go, that's not going to happen. And he's like, why not? I go, because once a guy has his hand in my pants, it's over. There's no second or third base for me. It's from first to home run. I can't stop at second, okay? The guy goes, well, I'm so into getting girls off and not coming and then waiting and letting it build up and then fucking them. He goes, I love the buildup.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, right. This guy's full of shit. He's definitely going to try to fuck me. So he ate my pussy. He got me off so many times.
Nice.
And then I was like, you know what? I'm dying to fuck. Just fuck me. I'm dying to fuck you now. Just do it. He's like, no. I told you. I'm not doing it. He wouldn't do it. He made me go back to my hotel. Wouldn't fuck me.
You didn't find a guy at the hotel?
You're just asking around. Are you called
bellboy?
You're walking around with blue.
Yeah, I walked around the Tropicana fucking
blue
asking senior
blue
citizens
lips.
To fuck me at the
blue
fucking
lips.
Tropicana.
Could you imagine how rich?
Christ.
But quick story also.
Go ahead.
Wait, what was the thing you were just talking about?
About
getting a girl up.
Oh yeah, I'm totally fine. That's why I'm not like sexually frustrated now, because at least she was cool with having sex, and it feels good even with like numb in terms of coming sex. It still feels good on my penis. So at least having sex with a girl is like fulfilling to me, even if I can't come. But you know,
it does feel good.
I used to fuck this porn star all the time, and he wouldn't come all the time.
He had to save it for the
next
for the
time.
Show.
Oh, just
he wouldn't. He had to save his semen. Yeah.
Just quickly, I
CGI.
I like 2 days ago asked the porn. Did my friend with friend. As sex as friends to a porn star friend of mine. I guess I can mention her name. She's cool with it. Let's just say Sylvia. You can go
from
there. Yeah.
Oh,
Yeah, just quickly. I did the whole pretense, and then I asked her first because these girls usually have boyfriends or something. So I was like, "Do you have a boyfriend?" She's like, "No." And because she said that, I was like, "Oh, let me ask her out on a date first." So I was like, "You would you want to go on a date with, get dinner with me?" She's like, "No." I was like, "Okay, let me go back to my original question." I said that out loud. Let me go back to my original question I was going to ask you. As friends, could we have sex? And she's like, "No." I'm like, "Okay, cool." But I was really mad at myself because I feel like these days I feel like particularly I don't want to create like those microaggressions or anything. I'm glad that
you're fine.
Because like 5 minutes later I went back to her. I'm like, "I hope I just didn't do a gross thing."
She's a porn star. I'm sure she's used to guys asking if they can have sex.
But I don't want to be. I hate being the just another guy who thinks, "Oh, she's nothing but sex." To
I don't think anyone thinks that.
All right. As long as I treated a friend right and didn't ruin my friendships, I love people.
I'd love to have sex with a porn star.
So would I.
Well, you can.
I'd love to have romantic sex, not porn sex.
That's going to be what we're going to do. I have so many plans for you. All right, listen. Oh, we can't stay.
If you did that, I would give you eight.
That's all
the money
you want.
I have.
That's all. Well, or you could just buy porn star sex. Hire an escort.
Oh, yeah. There's
they
like,
all escort.
I don't want to go to jail.
It's expensive. It's expensive, though.
Jail.
It's like
go to
thousands
jail.
Of dollars.
Escorts, they have
here's how it
see,
works.
That's why I go to a prostitute again.
No, here's how it works.
They said that.
Here's how it works. You're not paying them for sex. You're paying them for a date, and whatever happens, happens.
Yeah.
That's what Nick Hawk told me, the male gigolo, who I did not sleep with. Very hot. All right,
thank
listen.
You for having me on.
I love you. I'm sorry that you didn't get to share everything you wanted, but you'll be
that's
back.
Okay. I hope that wasn't a dick move of me.
No,
I'm all excitable. Lee, Steve, a pleasure, and I'm glad I wasn't rude to you in the
no,
end.
No, great to see you again.
Josh,
likewise, good
hearing your stories.
Josh has been so excited to share his stories for so long. He's been bottling them all up. So, you know, he just, yeah. It was like he hasn't fucked, and this was it.
I mean, I'm like, this even when like I don't have stories to share because I'm an excitable little boy.
You are. Do you want to plug anything very quickly that you have coming up?
Roast Battle every Tuesday night at the world famous Comedy Store, 10:30. Most offensive, wonderful show on earth. I'm jumping around with my man boobs going battle. And Store Horseman wrestling podcast, I get to do a nerdy little minute on called the Myro's Minute. That's at Store Horseman. Rhymes with Four Horsemen. That's it. I'm doing stand-up all around and trying to become bigger, at least modest way.
Follow him at Autistic Thunder on everything.
Yeah, Instagrams, Twitter.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Lee, your turn.
Follow me on all the social media at Lee Syatt, LeeSyatt. And then the 22nd, I believe, I have a show with Agostino somewhere in Bakersfield.
Yeah.
And then on the 26th.
Ooh, you can bang that chick.
Oh, no, it's not going
to. Right.
She lives like an hour away. It's terrible. And then the 26th. At the Sycamore Tavern. If you were listening last week, this only happened an hour later, so I still only have Josh Wolf to promote, but we'll have a bunch of great comics, and I'd love to see you there.
And if you want to date Lee, just hit him in his DMs on Instagram.
And DM me, Carrier Pigeon, if you want a date.
Can girls
bottle your STD and send it to Lee. He wants STDs.
No, I don't.
Can girls do that to me, too?
Yeah, of course, Josh.
If anyone wants to date me, please... I assure you, I'm not.
If anyone
respectful.
Has friends that wants to go on a double date,
no, that's ooh. I'm already just like crazy with.
Can we sit at separate tables?
No, listen, I want one on one with people. Like
Josh that. Wants romance, and you want to slay pussy. So these are separate people.
Yeah.
Okay, Lee is looking for girls with gonorrhea.
I'm looking for romance.
Lee likes really large women. He really does.
Doesn't have to be really large.
XXXX 4X,
that's
right?
That's way too many X's.
No, I think
he wants them obese or not.
I'm telling you right now. I know
I'm open
chicks.
To all sizes.
I love that.
I'm open
and
to
races.
Most sizes.
And Steve, what are you looking for in life?
I'm single as well. I am open for anything but looking for nothing. So if you want to convince that and change it up, we can make it happen.
Oh,
he's you know? So smooth.
He's
God damn
it. Oh, my God, gross.
That was
No.
I almost wish I could talk that smoothly, though. But then again, I wouldn't.
We don't have the accent.
No.
The sexy accento from Puerto Rico.
I mean, it certainly helps. Fucking big dick bastard.
That was such a, what's that TV show where they teach them about negging and, like, peacocking and all that shit? That was such a, like,
I don't know,
pickup artist?
Yeah, pickup artist.
I'm
not looking for anything, but you could be the one to change it.
The guy's name was Mystery, right?
Open to Mrs. Right, but in the meantime,
have you seen that video game where they it's from another pickup artist, and it's a video game where you try to say the right lines. It basically teaches you how to pee one of those pickup arts. It's just as disgusting as you think.
I'll get
it
that from you after the show.
Lee wants it.
I'm not. I play not that video game. I play Street Fighter.
All right.
Puerto Rico.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I can't. This is so much more Mexican, testosterone.
I
what like huepa, you know, that Yankee.
I'm not a racist. I'm from New Jersey. I got you.
Aaron, can we just cut them off at some point? Or?
Sorry.
All right, listen, guys. I love you. Follow me at KateQFunny. If you want to support the podcast, go on my Patreon. It's patreon.com/KateQFunny. And I'm coming to DC and Florida at the end of June. So check my website for dates. And that's katequigley.com. I think that's everything.
I hope I wasn't an attention whore.
Support Dave Fails on Patreon.
I'm the attention whore.
And okay. Rate the podcast.
And me and Lee are going to go take a naked photo now and check out.
We're going
to show my penis to Kate because she wants to see how small it is.
Can't wait. All right. Bye, guys.
Thank you, Kate.